Hi, it's the Bob and Rob Show. This is Bob.
And this is Rob. Hey,
you
Bob.
You ready to go?
Ready to go, yes. Ready to rock and roll.
Ready to rock and roll. We're not too far away from the new year, are we?
No, we're not. We're not. It's very close, and it's always a great time. The change of the year.
And 2007, wow.
Yeah. Time flies, doesn't it?
That's a cliche, but it's true. Time flies.
Well, it's a cliche, but it's also a proverb, you know? Time flies like an arrow.
Yeah, that's a Japanese proverb, isn't it?
As well, yeah.
Koinya no kotoshi.
Yeah, but it's an English one as well.
So here we are in Japan celebrating the New Year. I suppose we should let our listeners know that the New Year here might be a little bit different than their country.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
I think in Japan, it's quieter than it is in the United States.
Yes, and the UK as well, and I think the rest of Europe as well.
I mean, we always associate New Year with partying and celebrating, where it's quiet here.
Yeah. Here, it's more of a time for family, whereas as we in the West would we would spend Christmas Day with our families.
Yeah.
Here, New Year's Day is a time for spending with your family. And in fact, a lot of Japanese people travel hundreds of kilometers to stay with their families.
Well, that's what I'm doing.
Really?
Every year, I go down to Fukuoka, where my wife's family lives, and we have the New Year's down there.
Cool.
I like it. It is relaxing, but I do miss the
champagne at midnight.
I miss the champagne. I miss the excitement of New Year's.
Do you have a countdown with your family down
there? Oh, we do, yeah.
Okay, that's nice.
It's so solemn here. Mm. So quiet with the gong, they hit the bell.
They're in the shrine and the temples.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can't really talk about Japanese New Year without mentioning Osechi Yori.
Right.
Or Osechi Ryori, which is their Japanese New Year dishes.
Right, yeah. Traditional food served on New Year's Day, once a year, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to get into trouble for saying this, but I really don't like traditional Japanese New Year's food very much.
Well, I have to agree with you, Bob. It's not the best of foods in my books.
It's bland.
It's difficult to swallow. Some of it's great. Some of it's lovely, but some of it is just really
just lots of I can't stomach bland it. Potatoes and
the pickles. They're
roots
very
and radishes.
Yeah. And quite healthy, but
very healthy. But maybe the other problem I have is you tend to have it for several days.
Yeah, right.
Over and over and over and over.
Yeah, a bit like us with the turkey or chicken. We tend to.
Yeah, but
have
that
turkey
has more
sandwiches.
That has more flavor.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Well, for us anyway.
It's not bad food, certainly, and it is nice because you have a little beer or sake with it.
Yeah.
So, but for 2 days, 3 days, it gets a bit boring.
So is that what you do down in Kyushu?
They're nice. They know that I'm not a big fan of Osechi Ryori.
Mm-hmm.
So they they make some other stuff in the evening for me.
Oh, that's nice.
Because I'm such a wimp.
That's good.
One thing I do like as far as New Year's food is it's called ozoni.
Oh, right.
And it's like a vegetable soup with rice cake or rice dumpling in it. They call
nice.
It mochi.
Oh, yeah.
What would you call that in English? Rice, hard rice dumpling?
Yeah, I think
it
so.
It kind of melts in the in the broth.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, mochi. It's very soft and
chewy, like taffy, but it's not sweet. A significant number of elderly people, and children too, choke every year eating mochi.
They do, yeah. They have to be very careful. Yeah, it's easy to swallow and choke on it. It's quite dangerous, yeah.
Yeah, so be careful, Rob.
Yeah. How do you celebrate in the States, generally?
In the States? Party.
Yeah.
Party. And I guess probably the popular image of the U.S. for New Year's is Times Square.
Oh, right.
In New York City.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
That's where all the cameras are focused.
Yeah. Right, and that's at midnight on New Year's Eve.
And that's where, obviously, the New Year starts in the U.S. because it's East Coast.
Right, okay, I've got you.
That's the first place.
Yeah, I see. That's interesting. And thousands of people go onto the streets?
Yeah, so that's really famous in the U.S., that celebration in Times Square. How about in the U.K.?
Well, in London, many people go to Trafalgar Square, which is in the center of London. It's not far from Buckingham Palace.
Yeah.
And they have a big party. It's very cold, but some people still go in the fountains.
You ever participated in that?
Actually, no. No, I've never been down there.
Really? But you're from London. That's surprising.
But I used to go to a lot of parties with friends. Pub and friends' houses are always sort of open. Yeah, it's good fun.
So do you send out New Year's cards in Japan? That's another thing we should mention.
My wife does, yeah.
We send Christmas cards in the West.
Yeah.
Here they send a New Year's greeting card. It's like a postcard.
Mm-hmm.
And it has the Chinese symbol, the zodiac on it.
For the year.
This year is the animal is the boar, wild boar.
Oh, okay.
And then I think last year was, I can't remember, we didn't send cards.
Chicken, maybe? Any chickens in the background this week, Bob?
No, no, not for this show. No more chickens.
All right.
Yeah, we fried those and ate them.
Yeah, they were good, wouldn't they?
So anyway, we're going to send out Christmas cards as well.
Mm.
We're going to send out New Year's cards as well. And I actually made mine on our computer this year, and we're going to have them printed. So
do you have a picture of your son on there?
Yeah, several pictures.
Yeah, excellent. That's a nice way to do it.
So that's nice. And if someone in your family dies, then you send a card out saying, please don't send me a New Year card.
Right.
Because if you have a death in the family, you're not celebrating.
Right. Yes.
So people are not supposed to send you a New Year's greeting card. So you have to first send them a notice saying, please don't send me a New Year card.
Cards. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I've gotten several of those this year, too.
Mm.
Also, when you get the note, or also when you send the notice out, that also you're telling the people, your connections, that you're not going to be sending New Year's card out.
Yeah.
Because if you've lost someone in your family, you don't celebrate that year.
Yes, of course. Yeah, you don't send anything out either.
Last year, lost my father-in-law, we sent out that card and we didn't send any New Year cards.
Right.
So.
Okay.
We've talked a little bit about New Year's in Japan.
That's
right. But we've actually got a nice voice message from Sergei.
Excellent.
In Russia.
Wow.
And he's going to tell our listeners, he's going to tell us a little bit about what the Russian New Year is like and how they celebrate it.
Excellent.
So shall we listen to Sergei?
Yes, let's do that.
This is Sergei from Russia. About New Year's in Russia, I'm very sure that for our people, this is the most favorite holiday. Last year, it became very uncommon to have corporate party before New Year. But night from 31 December to the 1st January, Russians, as rule, prefer to spend at home with relatives. There are some old traditions connected with New Year in Russia. First of all, it's, of course, fir trees, which are settled and decorated at many public places and private quarters. Children put their footwear under fir tree, and the parents fill it with the gifts at New Year night, saying that it were brought by Grandfather Frost. This is Russian Santa Claus. Maybe the second tradition is following. The funny thing. On 31 December, one of the national TV channels necessarily shows movie called in Russian "С легким паром", or in English "Hope you enjoyed your bath". It's a very nice melodrama and thin comedy with great music and songs. Most of adults saw it many times. For me, for example, maybe 10 times or about this. But it doesn't matter. Time and again on 31 December, we watch this movie, often prepare at the same time holiday meal. At 2 or 3 hours before midnight, all sit down around a table and take a holiday supper, which starts at Old Year and finishes after a long time in New Year. At 5 minutes before 12 o'clock, TV shows President of Russia before Kremlin Wall with his New Year speech, and then the main national tower clock Kremlin. There, the second hand catching up minute and hour once. Then they connect, all touch glasses, drink champagne and cry, "The New Year!" And party goes on as long as everybody can.
Okay. Mm. Very interesting.
Brilliant stuff. Thank you very much, Sergey.
Thanks a lot.
It's great stuff.
It's always nice to hear how other cultures celebrate.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'd also like to say, Sergey, that your English is absolutely fantastic.
Very good, yeah. Very good. Nice. Of course. Well, I mean, he listens to the Bob and Rob show.
Of course, that's right. That's why, maybe.
Come on.
Hey.
It's a no-brainer. No-brainer.
What does that mean?
No brain means it's obvious.
Obvious,
a no-brainer. Brain is in your brain.
So it's obvious, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Anyway.
Excellent.
So one of the popular things about New Year's is the New Year's resolution. Mm. We talked about this last year on the Bob and Rob show.
We did, yeah.
And do you make New Year's resolutions?
I do, yeah, sometimes.
Do you usually keep them?
Yeah, I do. I haven't made one for a while, but yeah, generally speaking, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's important if you're studying a language to make New Year's resolutions, like
very much so.
How you're going to study the language throughout the year, or goals that you have.
Yeah, it's a good time to renew your goals or to establish new goals.
In fact, we have a really nice audio clip here. I got it from voiceofamerica.com.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they're a very good site. They present English news for English learners.
Right, excellent.
It's a little bit easier than regular news.
Right.
And but anyway, they have audio as well. Check that site out. But I got this from the Voice of America site, and it's New Year's resolutions for ESL students.
Brilliant.
ESL meaning English as a second language.
Right.
So let's listen to this.
My first resolution that I would recommend people make is to spend a certain amount of time listening to English, and it can be 5 minutes a day, or it can be 10 minutes a week, or it can be whatever suits a person's work schedule, life schedule, or whatever, but it's really important to set goals and to stick to them. And it would be very helpful if people had internet access to do this, because what I'm going to recommend is listening to sites that have scripts included.
So spend a little bit more time listening, or have a goal for listening. Listen to English music. What else?
Something I always tell my students, and they're very surprised when I tell them this, is read children's books.
That makes sense, and, though.
Yeah. Why
few
do you
words,
say that?
Well, few words.
It's simpler,
direct,
right?
Simple. Lots of pictures. That puts it in a context.
There you go. And the other thing is that you can find children's books at all levels. If you are a total beginner in English, you know, you start with books that have just a few words on the page and lots of pictures, and you can work your way up to books that have, relatively speaking, more text.
So now we've got the listening to the radio, listening to music, going online looking for scripts of programs to go with the audio, reading children's books. What's your next resolution?
Learn a new word every day. And if you don't have time to do it every day, do it every other day. Again, pick a realistic goal. Choose your word, look up the meaning, but then don't stop there. Look at the examples in the dictionary for how the word is used. You know, is it used as a noun? Is it a verb? And so now we come to our very last resolution, which in a way is the most difficult one, because my last resolution would be, even if it's only very occasionally, talk to native speakers every chance you get.
Lita Baker from the American Language Center at the University of California, Los Angeles.
Okay.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Good
so,
advice.
Could probably use that for Japanese as well, my Japanese study.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
It's 2006, and many of you have made your New Year's resolutions. And while you're determined to lose that weight, quit smoking, or finally clean the attic, try two more resolutions that can take you more safely through the winter season and the rest of the new year. How about don't drink and drive? Over 700 New Jerseyans are killed each year in alcohol-related motor vehicle crashes. These are people like you, me, our children, friends, and coworkers. Another good resolution? Don't drive aggressively. Aggressive driving can and does lead to crashes resulting in serious injury or death. Why put yourself and others at risk by tailgating, weaving in and out of traffic, driving faster than the flow of traffic, and flirting with road rage? When you consider the consequences, it's just not worth it. This year, keep all of your resolutions, especially the ones about drunk driving and aggressive driving. Because on December 31st, 2006, you'll want to be around to say Happy New Year once again.
This message from the New Jersey Division of Highway Traffic Safety, the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
So let's do some phrasal verbs and idioms.
Yeah. Okay.
What's our phrasal verb for today?
Well, we're going to kick off the new year with a bang.
Oh, kick off.
Yeah.
And we say that a lot. Let's kick off the party, kick off the new year.
Right. Yeah. And so it essentially means to start something.
Yeah.
You can also have, in British English, maybe American too, I'm not sure, but soccer games kick off usually at 3 p.m.
Sure,
on Saturday in the UK.
With American football, that's true.
You say kick off?
Yeah, that's true as well, the kickoff. Okay. Kick off means if you get booted off a team.
You're right. Booted off a team or kicked off the team, yeah.
Booted as in forced to stop being a member. So if, for example, if you commit a crime, you might get kicked off your sports team.
Yeah.
You might be forced to stop being a member.
Right. Definitely. If you're on an email list and you write something bad, then you've got a chance of being kicked off.
Kicked off a list. Oh,
but
really?
But also, yeah. But in Britain, to kick off also means to start a fight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Give me an example sentence.
Well, in many suburban towns in Britain, on Friday nights, things usually kick off.
Okay.
After the pubs close.
Okay.
Because people come out drunk and aggressive.
Yeah. Kick off. All right. Wow. Mm. Also, kick off your shoe.
Yeah. 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 Put up your feet and kick off your shoes.
Kick off your shoes.
Means to take off your shoes.
Okay.
Yeah. Good.
Some idioms that we have. Today's idiom is to be a party to. Mm. We're talking about New Year's, so talking about parties. In this sense, it means to take part in a secret plan or an agreement and be partly responsible.
Right.
To have a part in something, so we often say he's a party to.
Mm.
For example, while you didn't actually commit the crime, you were a party to it. So you may still go to jail.
Mm, yes.
You need to be involved in something.
Yeah, good, good.
Obviously, it doesn't mean like the party as in drinking party sense, but to be in a
connected with. Or involved in, right.
And today's bonus idiom is party line.
The party line.
The party line.
Yeah.
For example, some people feel that in order to be successful in politics, you need to adhere to the party line, while other people feel being a maverick can help your career.
Mm, so what does the party line mean?
Well, you're going to put the party line. You're going to put that in the study guide.
Yeah, sure. If you want to find out the answer to that, please check out the study guides.
Okay.
Okay.
Time for Ancient Japanese English Study Secret.
Ancient Japanese English Study Secret.
Okay, what are we going to talk about today, Roberto?
Well, today we're going to talk about giving news that's surprising. Some ways to get the other person ready for the news, prepare them for some unexpected information.
Well, what are some examples?
Guess what?
Oh, then I might say, what?
Yeah.
Or, do you know what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one. You'd better sit down.
I'd better sit down, okay. Yeah. Or, you won't believe this, but.
Good, yeah.
So, let's practice some of these. I'll do the first one. Hey, guess what?
What?
I won a brand new car.
Wow, okay. Do you know what, Bob?
No, what?
I broke up with my girlfriend on New Year's Eve.
Oh, you bastard.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, cool. Hey, Rob.
Yeah?
You'd better sit down.
Oh, no. Okay.
You've been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize.
Wow. Hey, heavy duty news. Hey, you won't believe this, Bob, but...
What?
I've decided to quit my job.
Hey, should I congratulate you? Or
well, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, those are some ways to let get people ready for some surprising news.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's been Ancient Japanese English Study Secret.
Great. Great.
Ancient Japanese English Study Secret. Yeah.
Okay.
Email bag today.
This is from someone called Jerka, and she's talking about beer.
Is it a she or a he?
I think it might be a she.
Maybe we should ask our listeners, because there's a lot of foreign names, obviously.
Yeah.
If you do send us a message, please let us know if you're a woman or a man.
Yeah, and obviously, yeah. We're not... Some of the names we can obviously tell.
Yes, if it's Frank or Roberto.
Yeah, we might be able to guess.
We know it's a man, but if possible... if you think we might be confused, please tell us your gender.
And I've got a feeling it might be pronounced Yerka.
Yerka.
I'm not sure, but...
Yeah. Anyway, Yerka says, we are first. He sent us an email about our beer show. He says, we're first. He just wants to mention that he lives in Prague.
Right.
And he says, one thing you didn't mention, and this is interesting, let me cite Etymology Dictionary, Pilsner, 1877, after Pilsen... Germantown in Bohemia, where it was first brewed, now designated a type, not an origin. So apparently Pilsner was an actual place in Czech Republic.
Right.
And he says that we should definitely try the original Pilsner, brewed in Pilsner. How would you say, spell that?
Urquell, maybe.
Pronounce that? Urquell. And that's great, Jerka. Thank you very
the
much.
Original Pilsner,
I had no idea that there was actually a town in the Czech Republic.
Good recommendation.
Pilsen.
There. If I get the chance, I'm going to try some original Pilsner.
I'd like to try it there.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Have you ever been to the Czech Republic?
Unfortunately, no. No.
Seems like a cool place. Lots of great architecture.
I'd love to visit Prague.
I've heard the beer is really cheap.
Yeah. And good.
Might be kind of dangerous. Never get anything done. Okay, should we do some both sides of the pond?
Yeah, some both sides of the pond. I thought today we could just focus on some pronunciation differences.
Okay.
So when we have to wear a black bow tie and a black suit.
Like a party or something?
Yeah.
A formal party?
Very formal party.
Maybe on New Year's.
Party. Yeah, New Year's maybe. They usually call them galas in the UK.
I think in the US we'd say gala.
Gala, okay.
A gala. G-A-L-A.
Right.
You say gala?
We say gala,
of course, both sound right to me, but I mean gala.
Right, okay.
Yeah. How would you say the Caribbean in the UK?
The Caribbean, we pronounce that the Caribbean.
Yeah, we actually do both, too.
Okay.
In the U.S., Caribbean or Caribbean.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. What's another one?
Excuse me, Bob. I must go to the lavatory.
You're drinking a lot on New Year's Eve, and you have to go to the
lavatory.
You say?
The lavatory.
I think we'd say lavatory.
Lavatory. Okay, so
lavatory.
You stress the last part, lavatory. Okay.
And you say?
Lavatory.
Lavatory.
So we stress the first part, the first syllable.
Usually we don't use lavatory, though. We would say I have to go to the toilet.
Or the restroom.
Or the restroom.
Yeah, we don't say restroom in the UK.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, it's just some announcements here.
Okay, so we'd just like to thank everybody for your donations.
Mm-hmm.
And if you enjoy the show and you listen regularly, please think about either making a donation or join up to be a part of the study guides.
Yes, we're growing and growing.
Yeah.
Every week we get more people signing up.
Yeah, please consider becoming a Bob and Rob Show member.
Yeah. Also, if you know anyone that might be interested... please be sure to let them know if you have any friends or people you think...
They might be interested in learning some English. Yeah.
And again, if you want to send us a message, we're at www.thebobandrobshow.com. And any nice quotations we can leave our listeners with at the end of 2006 here?
Yeah, as we go into 2007. Okay, time has no divisions to mark its passage. There is never a thunderstorm or blare of trumpets to announce the beginning of a new month or year. Even when a new century begins, it is only we mortals who ring bells and fire off pistols.
Oh, that's a great
one.
And
that's by Thomas Mann.
It's very philosophical.
1924.
Deep.
Yeah. Well, do you have some, Bob?
Yeah, I don't think mine is as good as yours, but ring out the old, ring in the new, ring happy bells across the snow. The year is going, let him go. Ring out the false, ring in the true. That's by Lord T. Tennyson?
Yeah, Lord Tennyson. Wow.
Ooh, Tennyson, yeah.
In 1850. Excellent.
Boy.
Some great quotes.
Well, why don't we leave with probably the most popular New Year's song of all, called Auld Lang Syne.
Auld Lang Syne, yes. Yeah.
And we should mention, though, in Japan, they use this song a lot.
They do, don't they?
Out of context.
Very much so. Yeah.
Like if they're closing a department store,
yep.
They'll play Auld Lang Syne.
Yes, yeah. So you can hear Auld Lang Syne pretty much every day over here.
In Japan.
Yeah. If you're in any kind of shop and it's closing up, they will play Auld Lang Syne.
Yeah, it's, it kind of ruins the song.
It does a little bit. Of course, without the lyrics, just the actual tune.
Hey, this is a nice a guitar version of the song. Yeah, it's a very famous New Year's song. And that's by Friction Bailey. And we got this show from Podshow.
We got this what, Bob?
We got this by Friction Bailey. We got this song from podshow.com. If you want to learn more about the artist, go to www.music.podshow.com. We want to wish everyone a wonderful New Year and a great start to 2007.
Yep. Very much so looking forward to all of the comments that you have in the future.
Yeah.
And we wish you all the best in your studies. If you've got exams coming up, good luck. Study hard. And I'm sure everything will be fine.
Yeah, looking forward to another year of doing the Bob and Rob show.
Yeah,
and
very much so.
Let's make 2007 a great year, too.
Yeah.
And thanks for all your support in 2006.
Yes. Yeah, thank you, everybody.
So we'll leave you now with Auld Lang Syne.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right. Bye. Should've